Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukelayo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 16 kuMpalakazi 2020 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ithuma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amabhodi, kumele kungabi lamazonal restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala, then which means amabhodi vele abavulelanga abantu.
Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Iimbi lento yokuthenga ama-fake COVID certificate ngoba ama-COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisa elifake emndenini wakhe.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa zibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzibazela izokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19 zixwayiswa ukuba zizajeziswa kanzima. Italele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikamnumzana Bednico Bebe, wayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu owe-Congress webandla lelo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilithumi lanye, 11,522 asebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Abasinde kulumkhuhlane sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezithoba munwemunye, 9,599. Abalokhe begula bayedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye, 1,600. Njalo igcikwane leli libulele abangamakhulu edlula amathathu, 310. Ezwekazi le-Afrika kutholakale abantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.4 million bele COVID-19, yona ebulele inkulungwane ezingamachumi phose ayisithupha. Emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezingamachumi edlula ayisikhombisa, 73.6 million abahlaselwe ligcikwane leli labulala abedlula isigidi lengxenye, 1.6 million. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Botswana lisithi abantu abafuna ukuhamba ngitsho laphakathi kwelizwe kumele behlolwe ukuthi abalamkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Intatheli izindaba ye-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Uhulumende weBotswana ukhuthaze abezempilakahle ukuthi balungiselele ukuhlola inani eliphezulu labantu abaze behamba-hamba ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Kungcwadi elotshwe nguhulumende esiya endaweni zempilakahle ezitsheneyo eleBotswana lithi abantu abazahlolwa kumele bahlawule amapula alikhulu lamachumi amabili, i-120 pula. Njalo abehofisi ebona ukulwisana legciwane lecorona eye-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force bathi balakho ukunciphisa inani labantu abaphiwa incwadi zokuhamba-hamba ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Ilunga le-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force uDokotela Mkhumotsi Matshaba uthi kufanele ukuthathwe amanyathela ngoba inani labantu abaligciwane lecorona lisiya liqonga.
Again, this shows an increase in the daily number of cases that we are seeing.
Akutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abatholakala belomkhuhlane lo malanga wonke liyaqonga. Lokhu kuyakhathaza ikakhulu kubuya ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu.
It shows an upward trajectory, especially as we go towards the holidays.
Imgoqo ekhangelelwe ukuthi ifakwe ensukwini ezilandelayo ilakho ukuthundubeza injabulo abanye abeZimbabwe abadibelayo yokuthi imncele isivuliwe ngakho bazathola ithuba lokuyabona izihlobo labangani. Umnumzana Benjamin Spanda weZimbabwe ohlale eHabron uthi imizamo ye-COVID-19 Task Force iza kutsho ukuthi abaningi bantshintshe inhlelo zabo zokuhamba.
Kuzabulala inhlelo eziningi zokuhamba ngoba abantu abaningi vele sesilanile ukuthi sifuna ukuhamba. Uhulumende ukuvula kwakhe amabhoda ukuyabe sekuyize. Uma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amabhoda, kumele kungabi lama zonal restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala, then which means amabhoda vele abavulelanga abantu.
Okunye njalo okuhlupha abanye abafuna ukuyafika ekhaya ukuthi uma ufuna ukuhlola kumele uhlawule okulakho ukuvalela ngaphandle labo abalizandla ezimfitshane. Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube uthi ngaphezu kwalokhu kulendaba yokuthi inani labantu abathola belo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 liyaliqonga emazweni asemhlulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa ukuqala iBotswana, South Africa kanye leZimbabwe.
Kunzima ukuqonga kwenani labantu abatholakala bele-COVID khona ngokwakho kuyethusa. Abanye kade bevele bedonda ukuhamba ngenxa yokwesaba ukuthi they might contract coronavirus. Ama-travel restrictions lawa azakwenza kube nzima ngamandla. These are really difficult times.
Ngomvulo umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa oyaleke South Africa wabika ukungena kwemigoqo ethile kuyindlela yokunqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ele Botswana lona liqinise umkhankaso wokukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlale endaweni zabo bengahamba-hambi ngekhefu lekhisimusi noma lokhu sitsho ungayibona ikakhulu abadala emakhaya. Inani labantu abatholakale beligciwane le-COVID-19 kwele Botswana selanda inkulungwane ezilitshumi lamune mbili, 11,531 kuthi abangamatshumi amathathu lane i-34 balahlekelwa ngumphefumulo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7, isabron kwele Botswana.
Kusenjalo umphathintambo wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Aaron Mosaleti usexwayise izalwane zeZimbabwe ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzivazela zokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19 esithi abenza lokhu bengabanjwa bazawukhomba olotshwala. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba.
Umphathintambo Aaron Mzwaledi utshela bezindaba ukuthi sebezwile ukuthi kulabantu abalungisa amaphepha e-COVID-19 angekho emthethweni bese bawathengisela abantu abaya eZimbabwe. Uthi isiphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe lezogatsha lwezempilakahle zicaphile emngceleni we-Bedbridge lakweminye imingcele zidinga labo abasebenzisa incwadi zesingunekungundelezi eziveza ukuthi bahloliwe batholakala bengenawo umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bona bengazange bahlolwe.
Health officials who examine them are alert because we agreed, even with our counterparts in other countries. So they have to have a list of companies.
Siyabazi ubugebenga lobo njalo iziphathamandla zomngcele lezempilakahle zibalindele abasebenzisa lezi ncwadi emngceleni.
Or laboratories that are accredited, that are credible. If they find a certificate from a company that is not knowledgeable, they've got the right to reject it.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhulumele Studio 7 zangathandi ukuveza amagama zithe lezi ncwadi ezingekho emthethweni zitholakala endaweni okugadelwa kizo amabhasi lemichova eya eZimbabwe endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Omunye obephethe incwadi efana xadu lalezo esemthethweni ongathandanga ukwazakala uthi uyithenge ngamarandi angamakhulu amane 400. Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sinanzeni Sithole yena othi lomkhuba kufanele uphele ngoba uzabulalisa abanenge.
Into ebuhlungu ukuthi awuzazi kumbuya kula ulalo igciwane le-corona kumba ulalo. Okwenzayo ukuyathenga i-certificate emabhasini. Mina ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabantu bayatshintsha indlela yokucabanga le ndlela yokwenza. Ngoba akusikho ukuthi ucindezela wena wedwa but uthatha umkhuhlane ngaphosa ngapha.
Le yinto esisolwe njalo ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe obuya njalo abezikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana kwele South Africa ezim imbokodo unkosikazi Chorus Mkhosi.
Ukuziba nesithupha kumele uhlolwe. Angeke uqhamuke sule sithupha ungazange uyehlolwa. Akekho umuntu ongakubhalela isithupha athi awunawo umkhuhlane ungahlolwanga. Asiyenhlolwa kwiindawo ezifana noClicks, indawo ezifana noDiscam. Sithole izithupha ezibonisayo ukuthi siphilile, asinayo imkhuhlane. Ngokungahloli bakithi sibulala la thina sodwa, sibulala isizwe, asibulali mongameli, asibulali hulumeni, sizibulala thina mphakathi.
Isikhulumeli sehlanganiswe emele abeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwanazi, naye uyakhuza lomkhuba.
Iimbi lento yokuthenga ama fake COVID certificate ngoba ama COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisayo lufake emndenini wakhe, umndeni wakhe mhlawumbe ugcine ugulile basweleke abantu. Kungakho nje abantu kumele bathathe iresponsibility yokuthi bathole ama COVID test aqondileyo, basebenzisa ama COVID test aqondileyo.
ngokusho komthetho wezokulwiswa omkhuhlane we-coronavirus, wonke umuntu osuka eSouth Africa esiya eZimbabwe noba kusuka eZimbabwe esiya eSouth Africa kufanele ahlolwe ngokusemthethweni aphiwe incwadi eveza ukuthi akanalo igciwane le-coronavirus. Le ncwadi endaweni esemthethweni ibiza amarandi angamakhulu ayisiyagalombili kwele South Africa 800 rands, okuyimali iningi elikhala ngokuthi alelayo. Lezi ncwadi ziqakathekile ukuthi lo otholakala eligciwane engavunyelwa ukuyangena eZimbabwe ngoba ezafika athelele abanye. Imizamo yokuthola kuphawula kweconsulate yeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibingakaphumeleli ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngiwuthuso Khumalo.
Ijalele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bethnico Bebe owayengumqoqo wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandlalelo ngomgqibelo kusakhangelelwa isicelo sakhe sokubuyiselwa esikhundleni sakhe. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu weHigh Court uthethe leli nyathelo ngoba amagqwetha ebandla leMDCT abike ukuba athole amaphepha okuphanyekwa kwalesi sicelo edale izolo. Amagqwetha kaBhebhe laweMDCT acine evumelene ukuba isikhathi abathole ngaso amaphepha abenze behluleka ukulungiselela kakuhle. Igqwetha likaBhebhe uMnumzana Ngqobani sithole uchasisa impumela yeHigh Court.
Justice Christopher Dube Banda uthi yena abe MDCT labo thokozani kube bacele ukuthi indaba ihanjiselwe phambili ngenxa yokuthi bathole amaphepha izolo. Ngakho-ke igqwetha labo lithi alizange lithole ithuba lokuthi libuze ama-clients abo ukuthi ime njani indaba. So bacele nje ukuthi postpone to another date. Thina sasesinanzelela ukuthi liqinise ukuthi bathole izolo ngama-11. Njalo nxa bethi banesicelo soneso, isicelo sabo sile merit ngesilungu. Esikunazelela ukuthi iCongress izaba khona mhla ka-19 ngeSabatha. Ujaji uthe yona kumele izangena next week, meaning ukuthi kuyabe sokudlulile. Kodwa hhayi, uba uBhebhe kulini icebo afuna ukuliyenza.
UBhebhe ephuma edale wamukele ukuphathwa kwesicelo sakhe.
Sokuqalisiwe ukusetshenzwa sizasebenza. Thina siyahlonipha ukuthi umthethwandaba utheni, njalo siyakholwa ukuthi nxa sisebenza kufanele sisebenze ngendlela eqondileyo, indlela engalabumenemene. Sizakwenza okusemandleni ethu, emandleni ethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi-ke udaba lolu luyalungisiswa ngokuqondileyo njalo okusemthethweni.
Igqwetha le-MDCT uMnumzana Thawanda Thabengwa uchasisa ukuba abameleyo bathini.
Oh, okay, ama-respondents acela ukuthi imeta i-postpone because ama-papers afike izolo late, so abazange bethole ithuba lokuthi balungise ama-papers abo okuphendula okade kuthiwa ngu-applicant. So i-court ithe imeta izangena ngeviki ezayo after ama-congress.
UBhebhe uqala inkokheli ye-MDCT ukuba ayilandelanga isisekelo sebandla ukumkhupha esikhundleni sakhe ayelaso ngomnyaka ka-2014 sokuba ngunobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo u-organizing secretary, njalo ubecele idale ukuba limise iCongress ye-MDCT ekhangelelwe ukuba khona ngomgqibelo udaba lwakhe luze luthonisiswe luphele. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abanye abalandeli bakamongameli Donald Trump olokhu esithi waqilwa kukhetho lukamongameli libandla lamademocrats sebevuma ukuthi umnumzana Joe Biden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela. Kodwa bakhona njalo abathi umnumzana Biden akumelanga angene esikhundleni lesi. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Ukhokhela ijale lesenate umnumzana Mitch McConnell ngomunye wabathi uBiden wanqoba uTrump kukhetho olwenziwe ngolwezi.
Our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sika Trump unkosazana Kayleigh McEnany uthi uTrump lokho ephikisa impumela yokhetho lolu.
The president is still involved in ongoing litigation related to the election.
Umnumzana Biden uthi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuthi ukhetho lwebiwa libandla lamademokrats.
It's a position so extreme we've never seen it before. A position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of law, and refused to honor our constitution.
UTrump ucotoze uMcConnell ngokuvuma kwakhe ukuthi uBiden wanqoba ukukhetho lukamongameli. UTrump utetise uMcConnell enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi uligwala njalo uzahlamukelwa ngabantu. Abalandela okwenzakalayo bathi uBiden ukhangelelwe ukungena esikhundleni ngoZibandlela. Loba kulabanye abakudalela eCongress abafuna ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama electoral votes mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu olandela ukwenzakala eMelika uthi umqoto okwethulwe uMcConnell.
I-Republican Party ichile izinto zayo indlela abenza ngayo owabo ngoba nxa belomkhokheli obakhokhelayo bayabamba nabamlandeli njenga uTrump yena bebemlandele bedlulisa ukuthi kahle sebevuma ukuthi uBiden lo Harris bekade abawinileyo bayabona ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile kanti bebezaphika kuze kube nini. UMitch McConnell wathe buzwa i-election sanda kwedlula watheni uzamelela i-electoral college kuhle ngoba ugcinile indlela ayethena uza khangela ngayo ezokhetha ukuthi umbani owinileyo nxa sokwedlula i-electoral college. But ukuthi ubengazi isikhathi sonke leso ukuthi uTrump uluzile ubesazi ubezama ukubalekela umsindo ngoba uTrump uyabakhathaza uyabathumela abantu bokuba hlupha ungakhangela abantu beGeorgia abathwele nzima abanye even abasebenza kugovernment sebele security bakhangele ukuthi bayabathumela ama-messages obatshela ukuthi bazabadubula bazabenza konke konke. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ama-Republicans amaningi alandele uTrump kodwa iqiniso babe belazi besaba ukuthi uzabakhulumela imfihlo zabo kumbe ebathwithe nxa engabathwithanga abantu bakaTrump laba bamsupportayo bazatshona bebafonela bebethusela ukuthi bazabenza kubi.
Umnumzana Khalipani Phugeni isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT uthi kuyethusa okwenziwa nguTrump.
Hayi, indaba kababa uTrump iyayangisa ngokuthi uhamba umhlaba wonke ezithi yena democracy this democracy that efaka ama-sanctions naseZimbabwe kodwa nangu sedliwe yena endaweni ndavuma ukuthi usedliwe axhawule lo winileyo abonge impilo iqhubeke usefuna ukukhoza lokho esibiza sithi mayhem. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi into eyiyo ayilwela eZimbabwe yini ngoba nge-weekend badubula umuntu laphana kwagwazwa abangu-5 abantu bakhe beprotesta ukuthi barojiwe uzorojwa njani nakunguwe i-government kunguophetheni. Kuyayangisa lokhana so asosibonelo esihle.
Ukhangelelwe ukuthi uBiden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka 20 Zibandlela loba nje kuza kuba lokuxoxozela edale leCongress abanye bephikisa ukhetho kwakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingoKips Dube.
Live Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Ngalesi sikhathi uZulu elungiselela ukuhlanganela ndawonye lezihlobo labangane ngekhefu lekhisimusi, ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zikhuthaza abantu ukuthi baqhubekele phambili behlonipha iziqondiso zokuzivikela ekuthelelweni i-coronavirus ezabekwa nguhulumende elandela izenhlanganiso yamanyane wamazwe omhlaba ye-World Health Organization. Lezi ziqondiso zigoqela ukugqoka ama-mask, ukungabi embuthanweni elabantu abaningi, ukungasondelelani duze, i-social distancing, ukulondoloza ukuhlanzeka ngokugeza izandla sikhathi sonke lezinye. Unkosi Khona DVD intatheli izindaba ekumkhankaso wokukhangela indaba zokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 owasungula umsakazo we-Community Podium TV. UDVD uxoxa loMike Hove we-Studio 7 ngendlela uZulu amele aziphathe ngayo ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Bantu bakithi lapha silohlupho, i-second wave le sikhuluma ngayo i-coronavirus ingcwele kakhulu emathibeleleni akobulawayo la. Konkanade singakwenzi nge-first wave, ngcono sikundeliseni kuhle. We have seen people dying, we have seen people testing positive for COVID-19. Kangelani kathesi ama-active cases amaningi akobulawayo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele. So nxa sikhangela nje sesibona ukuthi bantu bakithi kutsho ukuthi into le siphila layo ongabuhlezi ecele ngabe ngabe layo. So asenzeni konke osikutshelayo ukuthi sikwenze, ugqoke imaski singayifaki entanyeni, ungani istayela nje ukuthi uyakugqizile entanyeni, kodwa sigqoke nini imaski, sivalane amakhala nemlomo, simeke sure ukuthi siyenza le social distancing lokusanitize konke kuqakathekile kakhulu.
Bese sikhangela ke indaba le yamabhoda, sike saxoxa le nhlanganiso ezivela izakhamizi. For example, iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Bona babe sithi bakhanyana bayasaba ngale ndaba yokuvulwa kwamabhoda ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela kule South Africa inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, hayi khanyani kuyinto yokwethusayo kakhulu. Sikhangela okwenzakalayo koBulawayo, bayasho ukuthi kulabantu abangena abavela kule South Africa okungekho emthethweni, bengelayo i-COVID certificate, bengathestwanga kuhle, konke lokhu ya. So kwenza njalo ukuthi inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kobulawayo likhwele. Ukubona njani lokho?
Lapho kulohlupho oluzwayo olukhulu sibili. Inkinga inkemenkeme yendaba yazi. Ngoba xa kuvulwa i-corona ivele injani, abafowethu abaningi bangaphi? Basegoli. Nabe bengapha bezosibona, kuba nzima, kuyadura ukuyenza ama-COVID-19 test ngama-process abaningi. So abaningi bebesenza imizamo etshiyeneyo ukuthi banjani babuye bezosibona la. Manje uhlupho solukhona ukuthi khona esinjoba thina koBulawayo kathesi ama-cases amaningi vela khona la koBulawayo. Nxa lana ingakontinue ivuliwe, abangena kusemthethweni bengenayo nje ngoba ibhoda livuliwe, heyi kungaba nzima sibili. Umuntu vele engavele efike ngisekumudisembe uyasuke uyebona u-anti, uyebona umamani, uyebona umalume, uyebona ubani bani, kuba ngokunye singagcina sesilimele. Indaba yamabhoda le inzima, abaningi abanye bafuna ukuthi baphile, abanye sebefuna ukuthi babuye bezobona izihlobo. Inkinga vele siqalile.
Usanda ukusho ukuthi i-COVID-19 test ibiza mali eningi, vele kwele Zimbabwe kubiza malini ukuhlolwa?
Ukuhlolwa kathi sibele ikhuluma ngama-$60 ukuthi uhlolwe uthole i-COVID-19 test. So na sikhuluma imali leyi sengiyifaka ngamadola lawa eZimbabwe, nxa sikhangelisisa i-6,000 ukuthi uyibambe, even abasebenzi bohulumende abaningi bahola khona la. So kutho ukuthi uyakuthatha hafu yesalari ukuthi uyenze i-COVID-19 test. Kuzaba nohlupho olukhulu ngoba kulabanye abazaqalisa ukuthi bebone ukuthi bangahamba njani bengelayo yona leya ya-COVID-19 test. Ngoba i-$60 ekisweni injenge-R1,000. So nxa kuyukuthi ufuna ukuya etesini, ufuna ukuyashopa sibili nge-R1,000, ala ungadobha sibili ithukela laborayisi labolaa uphathela abantwana nje uthatha imali yona leyani i-R1,000 shure if I COVID-19. Yiyo i-conversation yekhona ezakhamizi ukuthi imali yonke leyi why i-government yona inganjani inga-subsidize, iyehlise into engibe phansi, omunye lomunye ekwanisa ukuthi anjani alokhuzi ayibhadale. But njengoba izwa ngamadola emelika kutho ukuthi kuyaso kumele ukuthi noma unlaleyo RTGS uyijinje ibe ngamadola emelika.
Lo unkosi Khona DVD womsakazo we-Community Podium TV ubexoxa loMike Hove ecingweni ekobulawayo. Abake badlalela iqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders batshayelwa ihlombe ngokubumba inhlanganiso ephathisa abanye babo abadinga usizo ababhekane lobunzima. Intatheli yezindaba zemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abadlali beqembu leHighlanders asebathatha umhlala phansi ngomgqibelo bavakatsheli emathuneni abalisa e-Athlone kanye lase-West Park, lapho kwabe kwakhona abanye babo asebadlula emhlabeni. Ababengabadlali laba babumbe inhlanganiso yabo eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo, njalo umgcini sihlalo wayo uDouglas British Mloyi uthi sebele minyaka emithathu baqala ukuvakatshela amathuna labo ababedlala labo.
It's just in the memorial abangane bethu esasidlala lapho abasishiyayo. So esikwenzayo as former footballers abangane ukuthi basishiya labo sakubona ukuqhathekile ukuthi senze njani. Sivakatshele abangane lo ngumnyaka wesithathu.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders uMarco Dube ukhuthaze abanye abangaphatheki kunhlelo zabo ukuba labo basondele basebenzisane ndawonye.
Sibaningi ama-former players eHighlanders. Isicelo sami ngesokuthi kuphela asibalandini. Ngiyakwazi abanye siyayenge ngaphandle kube lokhu nalokhu. Asilandeni wonke umuntu odlalela iHighlanders ebuye ezojoyina i-association naleyo. Sincedisane nini ngoba ukufa kusemuntwini wonke kukufamily yonke. Singancedisana lizabona ukuthi siyaphambili. Loka emahofisi ngale badalini baza sihlonipha besazi ukuthi yithi esaletha izindlu zezana ama-ofisi lani lani konke.
Wayengumdlali waba ngumanager waphinda njalo waba ngucharimani weqembu leHighlanders uErnest Mapepa Spanda ukhuthaze abanye bakhe ukuba beqhubekele phambili ngenhlanganiso yabo.
Asiyeni phambili bakhe. UNkulunkulu esikwenzayo uNkulunkulu uza kunika okuqondane nawe. He is going to reward you. Lingayekeli babaphire babambuye. Lingayekeli kuza kuba nzima, but let's all be behind this project.
Ngemva kokuvakatshela emathuneni abadlali asebathatha umhlala phansi labo ababuthane eclubhouse yeqembu leHighlanders lapho abazilibazise bekhona kusosiwa inyama. Abadlali ababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders asebehlala kwamanye amazwe baphathise ngosekelo lwemali efika inkulungwane lamakhulu amahlanu amadola aseMelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Ngesizwe umculo kaSikhosana. Ijaha lenkayi khona le eGwamba esithi Rasta.
Wena Rasta nyakuthanda uthi wanguthi fresh yakifana le China. Kodwa wena ukhulumi njenge China. Ichina lithi vara 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 vara. Nani makiwa nyalithanda ngoba lithiphiphi. Isikwasa kona si deep australele Sentia la paenza lo akona da pesposa na bendi Enkayi bayantanda daminya batanda Nipile ngichibenye dape eulomuzwa mikona kwamba emapusini lapha bahamba bantata khona izoketi virus niwe ngibonga bakokulawayo bababambeni niyalibonga bahlonipheki abelaphe emahofisini. Ngentoni enkulu engifisa yona ngokumphakamisa kwenu. Angidawa amazwi amaningi. Wena Rasta nyakuthanda uthi wanguthi fesi yakifana leChina. Kodwa wena ukhulumi njengeChina. IChina lithi vara vara vara.
Umculo kaSikhosana esithi Rasta. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu leKhisimusi. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzibazela zokuthi azila gcikwane leCOVID-19 zixwayisa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Idalele High Court koBulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bednico Bebe owayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla leMDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandlalelo. Silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.